Module 5, More Team Building Games. Never underestimate the power of play as you build your team. Games can be used to break the ice, to stimulate interaction, and to focus people on common goals. Games also add an element of levity and fun to work relationships, which can make it easier for people to interact and find camaraderie. Games can also be used to foster trust, motivate your team, build communication, and help strengthen conflict resolution skills. Games to build trust. When many people hear trust-building games, they think of the classic game from high school theater where one person falls back and trusts the others to catch them. And while such games do build trust, there are other ways playing games together can help build your people's confidence in each other. Games that build trust are useful in helping your team build confidence in each other and in themselves. By allowing your team to take risks in carefully controlled environments like trust-building games, you empower them to feel safer taking risks and trusting each other on the job. Some trust-building games to try to include: Minefield. A course of mines is laid out with cups, cones, etc. Then one person is blindfolded and guided through the maze by a teammate's spoken directions. Eye contact. Have each team member make eye contact with a partner for 50 seconds without looking away. Willow in the Wind. The old classic. Have one team member stand in a circle of colleagues, then let the others push and roll him or her around the circle, trusting they will not let him or her fall. Games to motivate. Games can be a great way to motivate your team. Studies show that healthy competition can motivate teams toward goals. When using a game to motivate your team, find a way to incorporate skills they use, or should be using on the job, into the game. Learning to use these skills to win a game can be a powerful motivator to use them in the daily job. You can also use these games as part of training on new skills and procedures, as a way to make learning fun and engaged. As with many of the other types of games, there is overlap. A motivational game may also build communication and conflict resolution, stimulate interaction, or promote camaraderie. Practicing skills in the relative low-stakes environment of a game helps your people be less afraid to make mistakes and take risks, which will make them more comfortable using the new skills in actual situations. Games to build communication. Communication building games are a worthwhile investment. Games that build communication can also help to build trust and promote interaction, as well as building a sense of camaraderie. Games also give your team low-risk ways to try new communication strategies that they can use in real-life situations on the job. Finding games that require your team members to communicate in order to solve a problem, navigate an obstacle, or otherwise win gives you a chance to see how they work together or don't, and how they communicate or don't in real time. Some communications games to try. The Human Knot. Have 6 to 8 people stand in a tight knot. Have them take hands. Now tell them to untie the knot and form a circle without letting go of hands. They must communicate how to get untangled. Listen to me. Discuss traits of good and bad listeners. Then have team members get into pairs. While one team member talks, the other plays the role of bad listener. Then have the listener play the role of good listener. Switch roles, then reflect. Make a team with. Similar to the Sword and Mingle, in this exercise, team members have to build a team quickly, depending on characteristics you call out, shoe type, hair color, etc. This shows different ways to quickly communicate and form teams. Games for conflict resolution. Like games for communication, games for conflict resolution offer a chance to try out skills in a low-risk environment. Finding creative ways to solve a conflict or problem is a valuable skill, and using games is a fun and low-stress way to explore it. Having your team work on conflict resolution skills in a game setting helps them feel comfortable enough with those skills that they are able to apply them in real-life conflicts later. Many games that are used to build communication skills generally can be used to build conflict resolution and negotiation games. Some idea for conflict resolution games include advocacy and inquiry. Have team members experiment with different ways of acting in conflict situations. Then discuss how they might handle the situation more effectively. Like a dog with a bone. Have each person write down a workplace conflict involving them which is unresolved. Place the papers in a bowl. These are the bones. Then pick bones from the bowl and discuss as a group how the situation can be resolved. I statements. Practice using I statements as a way to resolve conflict productively. Case study. Karen noticed that there seemed to be a lot of unresolved conflicts on her team. People smiled and were gracious, but there was tension. She didn't know how to get people to open up, but she knew she needed to try something different before the whole thing exploded. Why don't you try a game? Her friend Julio, who worked in training, suggested. Sometimes that really helps. With Julio's help, Karen set up a game called the Fishbowl. She gave her team members pieces of paper shaped like fish and asked them to each write an unresolved conflict at work involving themselves on the paper. They were to name no names. Then all the fish were put into a glass bowl. The bowl was passed around and a fish was drawn. The conflict on it was read out and the group brainstormed ways to solve the conflict. They came up with some very creative solutions. A week or so after the game, Laura, one of the team members, came to Karen. I used a suggestion from the fishbowl and it really helped, she said happily. I never would have thought about approaching the conflict that way without the game.